الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, last week we spoke about the different tests and trials that Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام underwent for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one of those tests we spoke about Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام had to leave Sham with his wife Hajar عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he had to take her to this barren land. Here, when they reach this barren land, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now commanded by Allah to now leave them in this place and go back to Sham. And this is where Quran now reports this incident. He says, Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Now when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is leaving Makkah Mukarramah at that time was a barren land, a desert, a wasteland. The first dua that he makes for his family, worried for the well-being of his family, he says, Oh Allah, make this, Hadha refers to this barren land, this desert, make it a city. Here we can see Ibrahim a.s. is now worried about the well-being of his family. In one verse in Quran, Allah says, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمٍ. In that dua, he says, Oh Allah, here I'm making my family reside in a place, in a valley, where بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ, where there's no crops, no vegetation, there's no life whatsoever, there by your Kaaba. So the first thing is that he says, this is just a barren land, make it a city. And the second dua, he says, make it a safe city. In other words, Ya Allah, protect them also, make the hifadha, and protect them from all kinds of adhab, and from all kinds of harm musibat, calamities and disasters from befalling them. And then he says, وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and provide the inhabitants, its people, with fruit. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this dua was accepted. We see Makkah became very safe. Years after that, even when Abraha, we read in Surah Al-Fil, that when Abraha tried to come and invade Makkah with his host, the armies of the elephant, what happened to Abraha? Quran explained in Surah Al-Fil, Abraha was then destroyed. We also see the trading caravans that would come from Sham to Hijaz, and they would go from Hijaz to Sham. They were always safe. They were never ever interfered with, never interrupted with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the land safe. Even birds and animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it forbidden for hunting to take place in the sacred area. So to see birds and animals also in Makkah Mukarramah and in the sacred area is a means, what we say, it's a security and it's a sign of safety as well. And then he made this dua that provide its inhabitants, its people with fruit as well. And Quran accepted this dua as well. We see in Quran, Allah says, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that all kinds of fruits are exported to Makkah Mukarramah as well. You see it in Makkah. You see in Makkah fruit out of its season as well. So this dua was also accepted by Allah. Then we see he made this dua. He says, Ya Allah, provide them with fruit. Mufassirin mentioned, he didn't make the dua, Ya Allah, make Makkah a fertile land. In other words, Ibrahim a.s. wanted Makkah to be solely for ibadah. In one verse, Allah explains, Ibrahim a.s. says, that Ya Allah, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. This Makkah, this city and this Kaaba is all for worship. So that the people come here and they do worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua. He wanted the people to come and do ibadah, worship, and Allah provide them with the sustenance and bounty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah accepted this dua. In an Israeli riwayat report, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a fertile land from Sham. Some say from, some mufassirin say from Syria. Some mufassirin say it was from Jordan. And this land then made tawaf of the Kaaba. It went around the Kaaba, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed this land next to Makkah, and this is the land which is called Ardu Ta'if. Because Ta'if comes from the word Ta'fa, Yatufu, it means to go around. And this land, then, the inmates of Makkah, the people of Makkah, were then provided with the fruits of this land. So that is how Makkah also gets its fruit. So provide it. Here we see, this is the wisdom of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that provide its people with fruit. And then he made this dua for who? Man amana minhum billahi wal yawmil akhir. This dua was exclusively made for the believers. Now why did he make this dua only for the believers and not for the disbelievers? So Mufassirin mentioned here that Ibrahim alayhi wasalam thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only give rizq to the believers and not the disbelievers. Because early on when he spoke about the chapter of Imamah, Imamah is where he asked, Ya Allah, make there be from my progeny leaders. Allah said, yes, there will be leaders. But لا ينال عهد الظالمين, that my promise does not extend to the unjust ones. In other words, the leaders that will come from your family will only be Muslims and not disbelievers. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So he said, he, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, now taught here that when it comes to rizq, giving rizq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only going to give the Muslims and not the disbelievers. Like how Allah only makes the imams, the leaders, Muslims and not disbelievers. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam exclusively mentioned the believers here in this verse. But here Allah says, قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. Then listen, O Ibrahim, rizq is not like leadership. Here, in when I give rizq, my rizq extends for the disbelievers as well. But I will give the disbeliever, but not forever. فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. I will give the disbeliever and let him enjoy all of this only for a while. ثُمَّ أَطَّرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Then a time is going to come when I'm going to compel him and force him to the punishment of Jahannam. And then Allah says, وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. What an evil place of return is Jahannam for the disbeliever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a